Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the middle part of Van Halen's song, Jump. And that's a great song, isn't it? That's that middle part there, the organ. That's one of my favorites. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters and talking a little small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business and whatever you got going on, whether wherever you are on the ownership continuum of being a business owner, whether you're starting, growing, or divesting. We got something you can read or watch or listen to. We got a new video up every week. We have a new one. New poll question on the homepage. Check that out as well. And lots of stuff there. We update that website every single day just for you. It's all dedicated to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful.
Well, I got to tell you, it's required for all our guys to go to every day.
I appreciate that, Jay. Yep. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, he's piping in there. He's at home here on our show.
Sorry,
Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing. He just opens the door, comes on in. He doesn't knock. Jay, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for, you know, I was telling the audience earlier, 04 was the first tournament. Right. You guys found out that you were going to be sponsoring a tournament in May of 04, and you had to put it on by October of 04.
Yeah.
Now that was a ramping up, and we got to give some props to our good buddy Randy McCollum. I mean, he really pulled that together in those days. He and the team, a bunch of folks
the lion's share of the credit goes to Prolinx and Brian.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm talking about in your company though.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Yeah, inside your company, there were a lot of folks that were involved but anyway, and Prolinx, as you said, Brian Noggle, who does a lot of tournaments, right?
Yeah, they do. They do several.
Brian and Hollis Kavner, uh-huh, and all those folks.
Yep.
A great job there.
And a good client.
Exactly. And so that tournament came together.
Right.
And I broadcast the first Monday of that tournament right here and have been doing it ever since. Thank you for letting me do that. But the tournament, the Inspirity Championship, uses golf to celebrate small business.
Correct. It's the golf demographic is one that's really suited for us very well. I won't go into details on it, but I'm talking about, you know, the age and the income, mm-hmm, and the ownership of business ownership, mm-hmm, is extremely high. There's nothing higher than the golf demographic. So, but then also tied with that is the altruistic part of it, the part of giving back.
The charities.
And so that's a big deal to us. And a celebration of small business. I mean, dadgummit, you know, without small business, we're in trouble in this country. Mm-hmm. And so it needs to be celebrated. It needs to be honored. Entrepreneurs need to be. I'm not going to say revered, but just one notch below, mm-hmm, that, perhaps. You know, in terms of what they risk, what got in their DNA to go do what they do. That's a valuable thing. So,
well, and folks, this is not lip service. Last night, Paul Sarvadi, your founder and CEO. You know, he talked about that in the presentation at the draw party. I mean, he that was one of the main things he wanted to talk about. All the small business owners, your customers that are being invited to come and spend time here, and you're celebrating them here at this tournament. I mean, this is a unique tournament in that way. I don't know any other tournament that focuses like you guys do on small business.
All right. Well, I'm not aware of any also, but. But we felt like it was important because it's really the lifeblood of our business. That's what we do every day.
Right.
Small business, and so
right,
we're, you know, we take the things that you talk about every day, and we put them into practical use and
right,
deliver them on a platter to our clients.
Absolutely. So how many pros are here? How many pros in the tournament?
70, I think 78 or 80, 81. Any,
right,
much of them.
Can you talk about what's going to happen Friday and Saturday? Unprecedented. I never heard of it happening before. And I'm not happy to say this, but I think it's accurate to say probably never happen again.
Yeah, the PGA has called Greats of Golf, and they bring back the senior guys, the guys that,
over 70 mostly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well over sometimes, and provide them a way to get back out and do an outing, and it's a way for the PGA to give back to these guys that didn't make the big bucks. I mean, there's no pension for
them. They may have won a lot of tournaments, but in those days, there wasn't a lot of money in the tournaments.
Who was I talking to last night? I can't remember who I was talking to, but they were saying that – I was talking to Miller Barber. Mm-hmm. So Miller was saying – He was the man of the year in the Champions Tour. Made $100,000 for the whole year. You know, he was a top golfer. So, so they didn't have a chance. And so, as we were putting that together, Brian talked with us about the potential to add a little more pizzazz to that. You know, we have the Dave Marr Award that fortunately we have a giveaway here at our tournament each year. And this year
it's a big deal.
We're going to honor Lee Trevino this year. Mm-hmm. And so we started thinking through this. Brian started thinking through it. He said, you know what? What if I could get Arnold, Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus to come down and be a part of this Greats of Golf.
Wow.
We're like, you know, fat chance that ever happened, you know. But go ahead, whatever.
But he pulled it off.
But the linchpin was Jack. You know, Arnold, of course, is going to be here. Mm-hmm. But he just doesn't play much golf anymore. But to have our last tee time on Saturday in the tournament will be Jack, Arnold, and Gary playing together.
Wow.
And that in a public venue like that, it's probably not ever going to happen again.
I know. It's amazing. It's going to be amazing to see that, folks. And it doesn't cost anything to get into the tournament.
No, we've got great sponsors.
Everything's free.
Yep, they cover the cost.
To get into the tournament.
And we're a little concerned about that on Saturday. I talked to Brad Faxon, who was our champion last year, you know. And he goes, he says, well, what time are those guys playing golf? And so we're telling him that they're going to be at the end. He goes, I just want to know where all the crowds are going to be because they're not going to be watching us.
That's right. Second oxygen. You know. Jay, thanks for being here. Good job
My
today.
Pleasure. My
now,
pleasure.
That's SperityChampionship.com. And I think that's the term for the website.
Yep.
I mean, for the championship. Thanks for being here.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Jay Minks, ladies and gentlemen, with Insperity. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.